Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
I find it interesting.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Happy Monday. It is a Falcon Monday here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are Dukes and Bell. Thanks for all the great picks. Hashtag Dukes and Bell tailgated home over the weekend. And all the great Heyman pictures as well. As Watermelon Lime was popular this weekend, as well as the original Heyman Ale, Blonde Ale, Mike. And I know you and Chris went to Atlanta United, man. What was the match like, bro?
It was great. And they actually had some FIFA reps there to see. I mean, we know what we've got. I think they know what they've got, as us being a location for the World Cup here. How about that?
Yeah. Listen, when is that, 2026?
Yeah, I mean, it's so far out. But again, that we would be one of the host cities. I think it's us, Canada, I believe.
We're trying to get a semifinal game, I think.
Correct.
Yeah.
And obviously, it was great. And I for those who aren't soccer fans, I mean, we got a lot of five-stripe fans listening to the show. But brother, Chris, I told Chris when the first match I took him to was back when Heinze was the skipper. And I go to Chris, this is never what this is like. And Chris, feel free to jump in. Was that everything? I mean, the excitement factor, I mean, the wow, the style of play, and a good team, by the way, and they were jumping up in the stands. Chris, what'd you think?
Oh, it was absolutely – the cliche phrase is, oh, it was an electric atmosphere, but it absolutely was. It was amazing. Everyone – the crowd was rocking, so as soon as you get the first goal going, the chants were nonstop until the final whistle blew. It was amazing.
Right. Good times, man. That's why you go, and that's why I love watching these guys play, man. It's been so much fun the last 2 months.
It really has. And we got a chance maybe now to do something special, and that's maybe get a home match for the playoffs if we continue to go down this road. All right, we're going to talk more about those guys as the week goes on. We're focusing on the Falcons, focusing on football today coming off the weekend. We're going to talk
very well hydrated, by the way, too, boys.
I'm sure you were.
I took him to Park Bar where I've had many hijinks over the years. But yeah, we got it started pretty strong. We hit the ground running, Carl.
Well, you got to, man. I mean, there's nothing like going into a soccer match lubricated and ready to rock.
And then finish the night down at Art and Jake's watching all the games. And we'll talk about it. We got so much to talk about this week, but the Alabama game was fantastic against Florida. So much great college football over the weekend, and obviously then yesterday with the NFL storylines.
It really was. All right, more on college football. 4 o'clock, we'll dive into more of the dogs conversation as well. It is Dukes and Bell. As we talk about the Falcons, if you're just getting in the car, maybe just join us, however you're accessing the show. Thank you. But there are many people and many things to point the finger at when you say, what happened yesterday? Because literally, what happened? Mike, it's 28-10, and you're going, this is ugly. And then, boom. Boom, boom, and it's 28-25, and you're going, holy crap, we got a shot to do something here. We got the momentum. Everything seems to be going our way, and then it wasn't. And as we started the show today, we talked about the two pick sixes, which were critical. You just can't dismiss them. This would be like, you know, Trae Young shooting a long three-pointer, and it bounces off the rim, and then all of a sudden, Mike, it goes in. Do you say, well, it bounced off the rim? No, it went in. It happened. So we can't dismiss it, you know, even for the folks who say, oh, this is not all on Matt Ryan. Yesterday, those two mistakes were critical. And Mike Edwards is the guy that returned two, not one, but two pick sixes. What are the odds of that, man? So that's a 10-point game right at that point where he picks off the first one. And at that point, you're going, okay, even then you felt like, all right, well, maybe we can come back down and score. And then at the 4-minute mark, it happens again. You can't script this kind of stuff.
Right. And again, I mean, I don't know what else to say when guys are like, you know, oh, it's not Matt's fault the ball is deflected. Well, 8 freaking times the ball is deflected? I mean, then I guess Arthur's got to say, we'll ask Arthur Smith about this week when we have our weekly interview. As you start, I know you're not going to move Matt around in the pocket the way Shanahan did, but you might want to do something to get him some lanes to throw the football, Carl.
Yeah.
And again, and the ball had to get out there quick because even though there was only one sack on the books, as we've been talking about, the pressure was all game long.
404-741-0929. Our poll question is up. We're asking you, plain and simple, was it coaching? Was it offensive line? Was it Matt Ryan? Was it defense? Some people say it was all of the above, and some people are being a lot more specific when it comes to their feelings about this. We'll talk more about it. And again, Matt, 35 of 46, 300-yard game, doesn't matter. Quarterback rating was 80 at the end of the day because he threw, you know, 2 pick sixes, and then there were 3 interceptions total. But, you know, you scored 15 straight in the third quarter. You had something working. And that is something I think Falcon fans have to look at and say, what can this offense potentially be against a good defense? Is that going to be the best defense we see all season, Mike?
It might be. I mean, when you look at our schedule, now again, right now you say, what about this? We're going to see the Washington football team. That's a pretty strong defense, truth be told. Panthers have a good defense. We're seeing that. The Patriots have a good defense. I mean, they stymied by Zach Wilson. He's having a tough day at the office. Yeah, we'll see the Bucs again, obviously. But, yeah, I mean, the Bills have a great defense. We're going to see those. So there's just a couple. The Bills went down to Miami and absolutely beat the snot out of the Dolphins.
They did. Shut them out, which you don't see that in the NFL. 35-0.
And now people are saying, is Tua going to be damaged goods his whole career?
Well, it's a good question. It's a rib from what they are reporting, but, you know, I was more concerned about, you know, this was was it a hip or leg kind of deal?
Right.
I don't know. The rib thing, we'll see. He's a lefty, so that's the other part of this. But he didn't return yesterday, so it makes me think that, Mike, it probably was affecting his throwing motion and much more. Hey, man, plenty more to dive into. Let's get to an NFL Blitz!
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz. On Dukes and Bell.
All right, here's what's crazy. We said injury, injury, injury. That's what it seemed like yesterday. And, you know, if you're talking about the Texans, they weren't even supposed to be in this game with the Browns. And Tyrod Taylor is hobbled. He's running around. You
Boy,
know,
he can't catch a break, can
it's
he?
It's true. Mike, he should have been the guy, or at least the extension to, you know, Justin Herbert, and then he gets hurt by some crazy means of the doctors doing something they should have done. And then you think yesterday, if you watched any of this game, he actually looked really good. He's leading the Tech. They're in this game against the Browns on the road, and then he hurts his hamstring and missed the second half.
I mean,
so,
by the way, and Davis Mills, the guy that I was talking about, look, guys, they're not getting him a lot of reps, okay? So I had guys kill me. Your boy sucks. I'm like, it's his first game. He's an Atlanta kid. That's why I was talking about maybe we take a flyer on him. We talked about him pre-draft. So you will not see Deshaun Watson. David Culley answered that question today, by the way. And by the way, David Culley had a moment yesterday. Did you see this?
I did.
And for those enough, I'll make it brief, but first-year coach, and look, Arthur Smith's going to have some moments of his own, but it was a 3rd and 15, and they gained 13 yards, so it's 4th and 2, and the Browns jumped offside. So they go to Culley, what do you want to do? You can keep your offense on the field, try to pick up the first down, or, you know, it's 3rd and 10. You can go for it on 4th and 2. He chose neither. I'm like, he's like, why would you punt? It didn't make a lot of sense. He says, if I had to do it all over again, I would have taken the penalty. He said it was more out of frustration.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those moments where here's a coach that, you know, you want to see a minority coach get the job, but he came out of nowhere to get this job. And this was one of those moments where, I mean, it's pretty basic stuff. And he didn't know what he was doing.
Well, everybody talks about clock management. I mean, guys.
We had 3 coaches to help Dan Quinn do it.
Well, but we also, we used 2 timeouts yesterday.
Yep.
At the end of the first half, offensive penalties, and we had a false start. It was terrible clock management. We should have gotten some points out of that.
But it shows you how disorganized the offensive line is.
We didn't. Well, that or they couldn't hear. But, I mean, these kind of things happen. And you're right about Culley. These are the kind of things where you go, until you're in it, until the moment where you go, yeah, I can handle that. What are you doing? There are so many scenarios in the NFL, and you better know all the rules or somebody around you better be on it. So that's a prime example, Mike. Meanwhile, let's talk about what else is going on, and that is Justin Fields. He was forced into action yesterday. But, guys, didn't look good. I mean, bottom line, they win the game, but Fields came in, Didn't necessarily play well. 6 of 13, 60 yards, had an interception. He did run for 10 times for about 30 yards. But the fact is, it was almost like when he came in, the Bears were holding on. A lot of people thought he'd come in and they'd extend the lead. That necessarily didn't happen. But to your point, he's not seeing reps. He's not the number one guy, right?
No, and they don't run the ball particularly well. Montgomery was averaging 3 yards a carry. He got the 60 yards. But Fields, they kind of disguised it. And I heard Randy Mack talk about this earlier where they kind of popped a look on him. He was not expecting. I believe a linebacker jumped it and got the pick. So, I mean, I know that everybody's going to be looking and going, well, look what Fields did. Well, you want to talk about what Fields did? He was a rookie. We talked about Zach Wilson. Everybody was loving Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson looked terrible yesterday, made terrible mistakes. Trevor Lawrence had some terrible interception yesterday. These are rookies, guys. There's only a couple that can just jump in and get it done. I mean, that's why it made what Justin Herbert did last year so impressive. You see Burrow. Burrow has 3 picks on 3 plays, Carl. Did you see it?
I did.
And then eventually he gets him back in and throws a touchdown. But, I mean, you could not have a worse sequence than what Joe Burrow had yesterday for the Bengals.
Well, and this gets us back to if you drafted a quarterback, it would not have put us over the top. You still have other things this team would have needed. And, you know, when you start talking about this, it's just so easy to go, yay, we're just going to get another guy. Well, go look around the league. Mike just told you. All of these guys are learning on the job, and none of these guys are perfect. So you would have had growing pains even with a new guy if that was what you wanted. But it didn't play out that way. So we know what our situation is. But, Mike, whenever we get to that, it's not going to be all roses.
Right. So, again, guys want to sit there and quantify Matt's interceptions. If you were watching or you didn't even watch the game, you hear Joe Burrow hit a pick six, a pick, and a pick in 3 series. I mean, there's no, it's just, and it, again, as he said, he was embarrassed for himself or his team and this and that, and he took ownership of it and look at the tape, yada, yada. But, I mean, that's why it's so important, guys. You got to have a supporting cast. You got to have pieces around you. And that goes back to Matt. I mean, Carl, if you get 8 passes deflected at the line, maybe we should do something to change where the trajectory is going. I don't know, man. This, again, more questions we'll ask Arthur Smith on Wednesday. We got a lot of questions.
Yeah, a lot of questions. Matthew Stafford continues to look good. Rams beat the Colts. And speaking of injuries, what's up with Carson Wentz?
Dude, this guy, another one. That you've got so much, you know, when you invest what they invested in to make this deal, and some said they, you know, it wasn't the most expensive way it could have gone down. But if you're a Colts fan and you're looking at Carson Wentz, Carl, you're saying, is this guy going to be able to give me 16, 17 games? Yeah. You feel that you get the right quarterback in there, you got everything in place, good defense, you got skill positions, you got running game. You just need this guy to be healthy, and this is the concern.
By the way, Jacob Eason, you guys remember him? Came in and immediately threw a pick. It was like, okay.
There were a lot of interceptions yesterday in the NFL and a ton of injuries. Also, there were a ton of touchdowns. Who has Cooper Kupp?
I do.
I got a bunch of scores from Cooper Kupp yesterday as the Rams go in and go to 2-0. And I believe the Rams play the Bucks next, right? Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think so. It's going to be a good game next week, week 3.
Afternoon game, the national game on Fox at 4:25.
Yeah, you guys want the injury timeline for Wentz? I got it right here.
Sure. Give it to
phenomenal.
Me. Give it to
2016,
me.
Hairline fracture in his ribs. 2017, torn ACL during the MVP campaign. 2018, fractures his back. 2019, concussion in the wild card game. 2020, benched for Jalen Hurts. 2021, foot surgery.
My God, you could make an operation game with Carson Wentz, Carl. We haven't even gotten to the breadbasket, funny bone, wishbone.
All right.
Holy moly.
Let's talk about what we saw last week because everybody's like, oh, the Eagles. So the Eagles were at home. They scored 11 points against the 49ers. 49ers defense, we said this, decimated by injuries last year. It's a really good defense. But, Mike, for all that Jalen Hurts did against us, he was 12 for 23, no touchdowns against the 49ers, okay? Only threw 490 yards. So this is what Mike and I were saying last week. A lot of the indecision and not being lined up in the right place. And, you know, Chuck Smith's going to join us tomorrow talking about what he saw against the Buccaneers. But we let him loose. So is he going to be good? I like what I'm seeing. But he didn't kill the 49ers like he did us.
I went up against better defense.
Absolutely.
Yeah, better defense, man. The Steelers, another injury. T.J. Watt goes out with a hamstring. The Raiders go into Heinz Field and get the win. Derek Carr.
That was big, by the way.
Oh, man. Derek Carr on a couple of beautiful passes, some blown coverages in that one. They really couldn't get the running game going. The Raiders kind of made the Steelers one-dimensional. I should say Najee Harris couldn't get the run game going. Big Ben did the best he could, but that was an entertaining game. And now the Raiders, after after all the jokes about John Gruden trying to get rid of Derek Carr, Carr had one of his best performances in the NFL that week. This week.
Yeah, I thought he was hurt there for a moment.
Yeah, scary moment too. He looked like he was going to go out of the game.
Yeah, and then he came back.
Speaking of scary, if you're a Saints fan, Jameis was bad Jameis this week. If you didn't see that one, although as we said earlier, Chris mentioned it, our producer, Carolina's defense—they're pretty stout. And Sam Darnold, we'll see these guys twice. Sam Darnold's got just a better supporting cast and better coaching than they ever had with the Jets.
Hey, NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. We're coming back. We're handing out game balls, no balls, and more on the Falcons on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Dukes and Bell, guys. Great input on our poll question today at Dukes and Bell 92.9. Who are you blaming for the loss yesterday? Coaching, offensive line, is it Matt Ryan? Is it the defense? You can go vote at Dukes and Bell 9-2-9. Again.
By the way, a couple guys hitting this up saying, only Atlanta can lose by 23 points, and we somehow talk about it. We have improved. I said, well, we scored some touchdowns this game.
Yeah.
I mean, that is something we didn't do the first game.
Well, it is. And the red zone offense, at least for the third quarter, looked a lot better than it's looked.
It's the craziest game. You know what I said? To battle back from 18 and be feeling so good only to have the rug pulled out from under you. It is kind of funky, isn't it?
It gives you some reason to feel like they're moving in the right direction. I did like the enthusiasm and the grit they showed to fight back. They could have laid down. This could have been ugly, and they just could have said, well, you know what, we'll take the L. Nobody did that. They kept fighting. And I agree with Arthur Smith on that aspect of things. But mistakes kill you. And this is the NFL. And these teams, you know, they get paid too. And the mistakes hurt you, especially against one of the better teams with the experience they have. That's the thing the Bucs present. If this was a less experienced team, that's why going up against the Giants on Sunday, I'm curious to see how things play out. The Bucs, especially at the quarterback position, he just takes advantage of your mistakes. And you've seen it time and time again. For those who don't realize this now, Tom has never lost against the Falcons. 9-0. So that's not about Matt Ryan. That's about whoever's been here since he's been in the league. He's not lost. So he takes advantage of your mistakes. And Mike, that's what happened yesterday. I mean, the mistakes killed us. They came back to bite us again. You just can't have three picks and specifically two pick sixes.
Well, not to mention your punter doesn't do anything to put any pressure on him, get him on the other side of the 50. So you give me, let's give Tom Brady a short field. And that just contributed to it. So, and look, they're just getting after it, man. I mean, yes, technically just one sack, as we said, but there was pressure all day long. We're not making excuses for Matt by any stretch. When you throw, you throw two pick sixes and you've got eight passes batted down from the line. I mean, that's the quarterback's got to do something different, doesn't he?
He does.
Or the coaches have got to put him in a better position to be successful or do something. The offensive line, Carl, it's not like they can call for anybody else. This is our team. That's why we've got so many young guys on that offensive line right now.
Yeah, I don't know, Mike, if and I'm curious. Like I said, we'll ask Arthur about this, Coach Art, about the angles or the routes or whatever, or was that just an anomaly where you had guys get hands on balls?
Right. I mean, we had really no vertical passing game for the most part. I mentioned that one pass to Ridley where he had to adjust his route because the ball was underthrown. But, I mean, it just was nothing really, again, whether as a byproduct of not having enough time or by design.
By the way, we told you the coach's show is at 6, and it is. But the player segment is going to be Marlon Davidson. Okay, we thought it was going to be Dante, but it's Marlon today, so you'll hear from him. He did have a sack yesterday, a couple of quarterback hits as well, so he actually had a pretty productive day considering, you know, we've been asking, when are some of these guys going to show up? Now, Marlon is one of those guys, but so is Fowler. Fowler had that strip sack early. Michael Walker jumps on it. We don't get any points out of it. So that was a great play in the moment, but you got to convert. The problem was every time that we turned it over, they scored.
By the way, Greg Smith, this is what I hate. Now we got some guys saying we're too critical of Matt Ryan. Then we got Greg Smith saying Spin Master Awards goes to Dukes and Bell.
In what way?
Again, we're not spinning. We're just we're having fun with it. I mean, look, we can honestly say what happened this week that didn't happen the first week? We got in the end zone a couple of times, actually. Defense played a lot better. Unfortunately, it was only for about a half. So, no, I mean, we're just telling it like it is, guys. Can we go in and beat New York Giants? Of course we can. I mean, we're not talking about the Giants with Eli back in the day. We're talking about a Giants team which is maybe slightly better than us. I don't know. We've still got some guys capable of making plays, and we saw this. The one thing I will say that's, I mean, whether you're a hater or whatever your malfunction is when it comes to the Falcons, Kyle Pitts is a star, and you see all we got to do is find a way to get him the rock and get him the ball more and more, and that's why guys are so upset about week one and why we didn't get him the ball more in red zone.
Yeah, and I said, don't blame Kyle. Blame the coaching staff.
Right. Right.
He can't throw it to himself. He can't game plan for himself. The kid is doing everything they're asking him to do. But at least he got targeted a lot more. 6 targets. But, you know, Calvin Ridley got targeted the most, as he should. He's the guy that's on the outside that's your big-time playmaker. But, you know, we weren't able to make a lot of plays down the field, to Mike's point. Hey, man, let's give out some game balls, no balls. I want to give one to Kyler Murray because if you're not paying attention, he is doing some spectacular things with the football and at the quarterback position. He's making these kind of plays. Again, we talk about video game cheat codes and all that kind of stuff. That's what Kyler Murray looks like. And, you know, it came down, Mike, to a field goal. We talked about how close some of these games were. But this was one of the acrobatic plays that Murray made yesterday for a touchdown. Game ball.
Game balls. Three receivers left. Shotgun snap. Back to throw. Murray in trouble. Spins out of there to his left. Being chased by two Vikings. And launches it deep. Wide open near side at the 40. Is Rondale Moore caught at the 30, at the 20, at the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Kyler Murray, you are ridiculous.
He really
yes,
was.
Yes, he is.
He spent out of the pocket opposite of where the pressure was coming. So he's right-handed. He spins opposite left and then runs out. It was crazy. And then saw him down the field and it somehow across his body throws his ball. And you're like, no way.
Another entertaining game. There were so many. There was only a couple of stinkers for the most part. You got some fantastic. So we'll get to the game last night. But if you watched it, and I bet that game, and we'll talk about the picks. Well, maybe we won't. We don't have to talk about the picks today. But, yeah, that game, that was when a couple of guys were on, and Minnesota decided to nut up in week two, and they actually put a lot of points on the board, too.
Missed field goal, they lose the game, guys.
Yeah.
Let's hand out a no balls. Mike, listen to Jacoby Brissett. He comes in, right? The Bills are shutting the Dolphins out. And he basically says, I'm not any good.
No balls.
Well, I don't refer to myself as a backup quarterback, for one. For two, I mean, I'm always throwing the ball, just keeping my arm loose because you never know. Like I said, I mean, injuries happen in this league.
All right, so, well, I mean, you got to be confident, right? I mean, if you're going to do that job.
Yeah, but they still, he came in and they didn't do anything. I mean, I don't care how you label yourself. Label yourself.
No, you know, I'm not a backup, Carl.
Label yourself.
Carl, I am a starting quarterback in this league.
Yeah, I've heard. I don't care how you label yourself. Do something. He didn't do anything. So, yeah, he took the blame.
Well, I didn't get the reps. That's why. I should be getting more reps, coach.
Hey, let's hand out a game ball, guys. Say what you want, but this guy makes your job a lot easier. And Arthur Smith will be the first one to say this. Did you see Derrick Henry? Game balls.
Game balls.
They run Henry on the left side. He's got some room to the 45. He's outside to the 50. He's to the 40. He's to the 30. He's to the 20. He's to the 10. He's to the 5. He's to the end zone.
Yes.
Touchdown, Titans. Derrick Henry just went 60.
How is a guy that big running away from people? 35 carries yesterday. You don't hear or see that often in this NFL. 182 yards, Mike, and three touchdowns. Three!
Yeah. I mean, a machine. I mean, a guy, and just an absolute beast. It was just so, and that was a fun game to watch. I was watching that. They ran overtime. Before it went to overtime, it ran late on the red zone. Man, watching this guy do his thing, unbelievable.
He is.
Hey, by the way, and I don't know if you want to make this a no balls, Chris, but you know, in that game, you did get a ridiculous taunting call. You see that? They've had eight so far in the league. It was DJ Reed. It was the stupidest thing. If you didn't see,
I thought they weren't going to call this stuff.
Well, you know, again, nobody thinks it's a problem except for what, a couple of old angry white billionaires who apparently, Carl, their word means a lot because they're owners of the NFL. But no, I mean, Mara and whoever else felt this was, nobody gives a crap about taunting. Nobody. I don't know anyone who feels. So now we're going to give the refs even more. And again, they always overcorrect on this stuff. If they're going to do this all season long, it's going to cost somebody. Worse, it's going to cost a team a playoff spot. It's going to cost gamblers like you and me some money, okay, because these plays are going to matter. And if you didn't see it, you can just look it up on YouTube. It's the stupidest thing. I mean, literally, Carl, what you can't – your chest, that's a taunt? I mean, come on. It's ridiculous.
I think so, too.
No balls.
Yes.
Speaking of
owners on the competition committee, no balls.
Getting guys ejected. Steelers game. Mike Tomlin talking about Trey Turner. Did you see this? He got ejected for spitting. Listen.
No balls.
I understand the 15-yard penalties and so forth, gaining control of the game and stuff. I just, you know, Trey is not a young guy. He's not overly emotional. He's a flatliner. For him to respond the way that he responded, you know, what transpired had to transpire, and I was stating that case to them. I didn't believe he did enough to be kicked out of the football game. That was just my opinion.
Yeah, it was
no room for spitting.
That was Don't spit on the greens. That was a crazy moment. And Turner basically lost his mind and got into a shoving match and all that kind of stuff, which ultimately got him run after spitting and then being ejected. Hey, let's give a game ball to Lamar Jackson, Mike. Let's talk about this game last night. I got to say something about Lamar Jackson, but first let's give him a game ball.
Game balls.
Jackson sets in the shotgun, takes the snap, runs to the left. He's got a gap. He's got a first down. And with
that's
1 minute
how you
left
win
to
a football
play,
game.
The Hayes in the barn
that's
for the
how you
first
win a football
time
game.
In 2021.
It's also how you step on your play-by-play guy.
It's true. It happens. I would say Lamar Jackson, and I've been saying this, is the most dynamic playmaker in the NFL. He's not the best quarterback. I still think Patrick Mahomes is better. I still think Russell Wilson is better. But here's the problem I have. We as in football fans, want to limit playmaking ability. And he just makes plays. I don't care how he does it. I don't care what he does. And I'll tell you right now, there's not a football team in the NFL, very few, maybe two, that would say, maybe Brady and the Chiefs, I wouldn't take that guy as my starter right now. Everybody else would, because he just makes plays. And Mike and I were talking about this last night via text. We're watching this game, and I said, you know, we made the comparison, fair or unfair again, to Mike Vick. I think he's better, and I know where I'm at. I think he's better. I think he makes more plays. And, Mike, here's the other thing. He wins. Have you seen his overall record since he came into the league?
Right, brother. You know me, we talked about why this guy should have been a first-round pick, and we were lobbying for it at the time. Here's what I think, though, about it. And you and I were talking about this last night. Remember when Josh Allen came out of college, and we said, this guy can't even throw 60% completions. Worked on it, had a coach. I would hire whoever they were. Because if you want to take – I mean, this guy's already been an MVP, Lamar Jackson. But if you want to make him the ultimate weapon, he's just got to be a little more accurate. Because he threw a couple of picks, which, you know, luckily it didn't come back to bite him because the Chiefs turned it over with Hilaire and that fumble late in the game. But Lamar Jackson has got everything you could possibly want. Just every now and again, though, he just sails a football. You know, or makes a throw he shouldn't make. But last night, if you're watching this game, it was dynamic. It's why the guys in that locker room love this guy. And then when Harbaugh goes to him, you want to go for it? Carl, is there anything cooler than that? No hand over the face. Everybody saw Harbaugh ask him, let's go for it and seal the game. The ball's on Harbaugh. That's the way you get the job done. Because everyone thought, you get Mahomes the ball with anything less than a minute, he's going to get them in field goal range again.
I love
that call.
It was. I did too. And I think more than anything is your team. Whatever you want to do.
Right. It's badass. It's badass.
Yes. That to me was whatever you want to do. So, but Lamar is special, man. He's the best playmaker in the NFL. I believe that. Well, let's give one more no balls. Robert Saleh on his Jets quarterback. That is Wilson. 4 interceptions Sunday.
No balls.
Believe in himself, man, to shake this one off there, and I promise you, it's not going to be the hardest game he's ever played. So he's got to pick himself up and just get ready for the next one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to compare him to Peyton Manning because he's not done anything, but Peyton threw 28 interceptions his first year, guys.
Yeah.
So it happens.
Saw it at the Georgia Dome, Carl, when the Colts played the Falcons here. They went to the Super Bowl.
It happens, man. All right, guys, coming up, we're going to get to Yeah Man, No Man. Also on the way, more college football conversation. AP poll says Georgia's number 2, but who's number 3 now? That got interesting. It's Dukes and Bell.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is Dukes and Bell on a Monday. It's a Falcon Monday here on Dukes and Bell. And we'll continue to talk about the Falcons. Coming up, Coach's Show, Marlon Davidson is going to be the player segment in the 6 o'clock hour with Dave Archer. So make sure you stick around and see what Coach is talking about. I want to hear what he's got to say as well. And remember, guys, football is back, and you can get in the action. It's been fun. No point spreads, no lineups. We're talking about the Rocket Mortgage 2021 Pro Football Pick'em. It's going on now. All you need to do is text PICKS, P-I-C-K-S, to 20357. I need to go check my picks from yesterday. 20357. You can get involved in the game, and it's $1,000 up for grabs each week, up to $10,000 by the end of the season. Let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man.
Kind of makes me wonder why the hell so many people are trying to tell me to slow down. Seems like I should be shutting the hell up and enjoying the show.
He's 6'1".
Not really.
From Florida.
Kennesaw State.
And gives rapid fire questions. It's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Bo Morgan.
All right, Bo, it is Monday. I know it was a long weekend. You were down there with the guys in Tampa, but how's it going, my man?
Yeah, as it turns out, I was in Tampa this morning, and then I got home early. So, you know, I'm not gonna sit here and complain, but the different travel schedule is different, and I'm getting used to it. But here I am, happy and chipper. And, guys, I have never gotten to participate in no balls, game balls. And I wanted to take a quick, stab at it real quick. So I got Chris. He's queued me up. First off, I want to give a game balls to Chris and myself. We went a combined 5-1 with our picks this weekend.
Nice.
Game balls.
Yeah, that's nice. You guys, then, Chris was on, what were you on, Chris? The Texans, 14 points?
Yeah, Texans plus 13, Las Vegas plus 6, and Notre Dame minus 7.
Mm. Nice.
And then, I really feel kind of bad. No, I don't. No balls to Mike and Carl for going 0-6.
No balls.
By the way, I was so angry. So we're at Park Bar, right, which is right down from the Centennial Olympic Park. And Chris is like, yeah, you see Oklahoma? I'm like, no, I didn't even check the score. What? And so we're watching Oklahoma, Nebraska. And you know me. You know, once I'm that guy who gets so bitter, once you don't get the cover, I'm like, die, Sooners, die. Go get a Husker. So basically, and I put my money where my mouth was, by the way. I actually had a 14 parlay, only won one of those bets. But for those who don't know, that gets you nothing. So I was knocked out of the box immediately, Squidbilly, by the Oklahoma Sooners in that game in Nebraska.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to lie. I had a bad beat last night. I had a 7 a.m. flight, which means I have to be at the airport early. And I go to bed, it's 35-24 Chiefs. And I'm like, ha-ha, 3-0. Going to wake up 3-0. And I woke up, and 36. I'm like, what? I probably woke some people up in the hotel. I'm like, how do I lose? How do I lose that? And it's just, look, get credit to Lamar Jackson and John Harbaugh and the Ravens that they got it done. But it's funny you brought up the Oklahoma game, because if it wasn't for a couple of really good plays, Oklahoma, that game could have been in doubt. I mean, people say it maybe kind of was already, but look, DJ Graham made maybe one of the best interceptions I've ever seen.
Stupid.
And Gus Johnson got pretty ridiculous on the call.
Fourth down and 18, Nebraska going for it. Martinez steps up, throws. Oh, what an interception! Oh, my gosh! DJ Graham! Give me that, Odell!
Yeah,
it was unbelievable play. Unbelievable. It's kind of funny. Lincoln Riley was going to challenge it, Carl, because he wanted the ball in the 27.
If you didn't see it, one hand – His hand is up in the air. It was remnants of the Odell Beckham catch where he catches it. It didn't look that way because, again, he's going a different way. But the way he brought that down under control, you're right, Bo, might be the play of the year.
Yeah, and one of the other things that I was hearing about, he was a former receiver in high school, but to your point, the way he rolled with the catch, just phenomenal. Do you like Gus? I personally think Gus Johnson is better with when he was doing March Madness, but do you like Gus better as the basketball announcer or the football announcer?
I like both. I think Gus just does a really good job. I'm personal to it because he's a friend, but I like both. I think he does a really good job doing hoops, but college football is his passion, so you hear it when it comes out. Mike and I always make the argument, is he a little bit too much over the top sometimes? He brings that unique flair, like that moment right there. You know, it beats Sean McDonough making the call.
What do you mean? I thought I really brought some energy here at Sanford Stadium. Where are they going to go with? Looks like Stetson Bennett is going to be out there. How about that?
Hey,
in between the hedges.
Well, see, that's the problem, though, because
you know, my father was Sean McDonough's Will McDonough, with the Boston Globe columnist.
Sean, don't you have a brother, too?
Yes, I do. No. I believe you guys have him on your show. My brother Ryan, former NBA general manager.
You know what he doesn't do, Sean?
What's that?
Interrupt my segment.
Back to you, Squid. I apologize. Nobody likes me.
All right. Well, look, this is kind of a themed, announcer themed, yeah, man, no, man. But there was a bad moment yesterday for the Vikings play-by-play guy, Paul Alling. Carl, you talked about the Arizona game and how Minnesota missed a kick to win the game. Well, it didn't sound like it at first on Vikings radio.
High snap, put down. Joseph, come on! It is gone! No, he missed it.
Good.
Are you kidding me, Mr.
Well, you know what, Squid, if I can jump in here, Sean McDonough, guys, happens to some announcers, it's called premature ejaculation.
But, Sean, I've never heard you miss that. I just hear your voice cracking in the middle of the
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God.
Dude,
that's great.
We had the color guys stepping all over the play-by-play guys. But, yeah, it was tracking for about, 75% of the kick was tracking like it was going in. So I know where he's coming from.
It did. It really did. It looked like it was going in. That's funny. It's gone! Oh, what do you mean?
Womp, womp.
Every angle that whenever we look, I can never tell either from the booth vantage points of most of these stadiums. That's why you just wait for the ref. Dude, it's radio. They don't know. It's not like they can't see it. It's an audio medium, so you just wait till the refs throw their hands up, and then you call it. Come on. Right. And Paul knows better. And by the way, Pete Burch kind of threw him on the bus. Are you kidding me? He missed that. That's great. That was absolutely great.
Yeah, you're right. No rush. No rush. No reason to rush to judgment there. You can just wait.
Yeah, I mean, unbelievable. So, look, I got one more, and this one is in our own radio booth. I am not just producing this year. I'm spotting for the guys. And part of the spotter role is when there's an injury, you get the sky, the field goggles out, which are the binoculars, and you try to see what they're looking at on the player. And when Steven Means went down yesterday, I immediately turned to Arch and started pointing to a certain part of my body, and I did the fist to the hand like he got hit in the – and, Dave Archer, the classic professional – well, he explained it to a T.
This is one of those deals where you got hit where you don't like to get hit, Wes.
Yeah.
And you're just kind of trying to walk it off. There's some areas where you get hit and you can kind of gut it out. And then there's other areas where you got to just kind of let it kind of sit for a second. Mm. This is one of those, the latter. Oh. He had to sit there for a second.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
We've all been there.
Show.
It is.
Let it sit
multiple,
for a second.
Yeah, I mean,
I got multiple texts about that. Like, wow, I've never heard getting hit in the family jewels explained better already.
I got to tell you, and it's been a long time. Even you know, we say this: if you graze them, it hurts, right? It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But it's been a long time since I've had that feeling. Thank God, where you feel that, and you know, you're down on your knees, and you're like, oh, in pain. Because it hurts. There's no doubt. And he's right. Sometimes you just say, go ahead without me.
Yeah, I understand.
By the way, I don't think Wes was amused with me getting hearts to do that. I don't think he liked it much.
Well, we'll ask him later this week.
Well, there's probably not a lot that Wes likes me doing.
Oh, man.
You know, I can rub people the wrong way, Mike. You know that.
No. I mean, like, again, it's I thought that was about as funny. I think most people got all the double entendre, I presume. Not there was much double entendre. We just, you're talking around the shot to the finales. That was gonna was funny.
Yeah.
You got to be careful, man. It's a radio network. We work for the team when we do that. All right. Like, that's all I got for today, guys. Don't forget. What was that?
Nothing. Congratulations. The producer-engineer combination go a combined 5-1, and the on-air talent goes 0-6. But believe me, I was looking at a nice big payday. It wasn't like I was throwing these bets. You know, when you throw these bets out there like we did on Friday, you know, total confidence. Carl had a really bad one. You had with the Georgia Southern one against
24.
I was going to text him, and I said, I'm not going to bust your balls.
No. I was on that for real. So I'm with you. Right? I 24 points on the road, but long story short.
It might be purely for entertainment purposes, but we do put our money where our mouth is on this crap.
Look, I think his Jets pick was worse than that. I mean,
did you really? Yeah, but that's the thing. I mean, it's one of those things that you never know. That's what makes this fun, right? I mean, honestly, you never know. And for Wilson, like his coach said, solid. That may be his worst game all season. Right. But yeah, four picks, that's not going to get it done.
Guys, back to school means back to focus. Save 20% online and in-store through September 26th at the Georgia Hemp Company. They got locations in Decatur, Sandy Springs, Woodstock, or the GeorgiaHempCompany.com. Go see my guy Joe. He'll get you fixed up. I know my knee was a little bit sore after riding on a plane in an Uber all weekend, so I put some of that Simply Sport, the cool stick, on there. Got me feeling much better.
Nice.
Chris, hit the music.
Yeah, man. I was down on the whole CBD thing, bro, for my knees. It's fantastic. I'm using that stuff every day, brother. Get on it.
Yeah, man. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about the Dawgs. Yes, they won. Yes, they handled their business. But there is something that's bugging me. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.